of the trade.
Indeed, Tools of the Trade is upon us. This is a segment where we delve into what musicians use to make sounds, essentially. And I've gone and selected Daisy Wells. Hello.
Hello.
Now, I saw you at the Greylin RSA sort of on the floor mucking around with a bunch of boxes making tweaked noises for 9 Hour Express. Is that fair enough to say?
Yes. You usually find me on the floor doing that. I don't really like tables.
It's kind of a bit of a hallmark of noise musicians, sort of hunched over a bunch of electronical devices. But there is one that I recognise that you had. Now, that was your drone. It's called the Maximal Drone, right?
Maximal Drone.
Made by, and we were trying to figure out the name of this.
Michael Ruchi?
It's R-U-C-C-I. He's got a fabulous website where you can go and look at his devices. Really rad. They're like plain boxes with heaps of knobs on them usually, and kind of unmarked as well. So you sort of have to get to know your instrument, sort of just like playing a guitar, really. They don't come with instructions.
What is drone, and why did you get into drone?
This is John. That's John. Hey, John.
Hey, John. How I got into it? I don't really play any instruments, so when I was getting into music, drone seemed like the most accessible thing for me. Mm-hmm. And I just got into finding like pedals and things that I can make sounds with, and atmospheric sounds, I guess. So,
hey, what sort of music were you listening to that would sort of take you down that path?
I was at Elam and I was studying, like, kind of trying to incorporate sound into my practice, and so I was listening to lots of like experimental sound artists, musicians and stuff. Like, who am I going to say?
It's funny when someone puts you on the spot like this. You know, you can
music.
What's your favorite band ever? And no one can ever remember.
Nope.
Yeah, it's true.
Hey, okay. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. You've brought your sort of setup with you. You run your drone through, looks like a few options to make it move a little. But we thought we'd start with just like the raw drone.
Yeah.
Now we'll just see if we've got signal coming through.
Cool.
Do you wanna
I'll just turn the volume knob.
Come on.
So we got one.
That's one
oscillator.
Right.
Out of six.
Okay, it's going to get busy, ladies and gentlemen, so just hang in there.
Yeah, so each oscillator has the option of having it like low capacity or full or off. So you can go, that's like low capacity. That's the full capacity.
Right.
And this is another one.
What are you up to? Three now?
Yes, that's three.
You can start to hear them really fight each other now, eh?
That's four. Five. Six. And like you can change this.
It's such a lift off. Do you know what this means?
low pass filter, which is like
sort of smooths
brings it up.
Oh, right.
And
okay.
Like cuts out the lows.
Nice.
Brings it all like
rad. How would you describe that device, John, just by looking at it? Looks kind of like a sort of a pinhead sort of
it looks like something
switches
that you might see in an episode of The Munsters
or like Darth Vader's chest.
It's quite fun to play. You just like get your hands on it. It's quite sensitive as well. Like
It does to really so it can totally go up the frequency range quite easily.
Do you play it live quite often?
When I do solo and with my friend Grace, I do it live because there's more room for like anything to go. But when I was playing with 9 Hour Express, I was keeping it quite mellow because it can go quite hectic.
It's a wild beast.
It's got a lot of soul in it. It's crazy.
Hey, I thought I would. I've just gone and selected a track. People might notice this act. It's called a band called the Boards of Canada, and they flirt with some sounds. I just thought they've got a nice short drone track here. We'll see what it sounds like. Then we'll come back with more of Daisy's setup. Maybe run it through some of those effects.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the drones, ladies and gentlemen. Boards of Canada, ladies and gentlemen, that one is Corsair. That is a something a bit more on the pleasant side. We are here with Daisy Wells. She's brought her Maximal drone up. We're talking drones. Oh, there it is. It's back. Now, we thought you run... I was just saying off here, drone is such a fabulous thing if you are into pedals and into sounds, because it gives you a constant sound that you can then sort of muck with modulation and whatnot.
Yeah.
And just kind of looking at what you've got there, I see you've got a tremolo.
Yeah, some kind of
a sort of a ghost
thing.
Echo. Oh, yeah, an overdrive, give it a bit more grit.
Yeah. Then the reverb.
And a digital
like
reverb.
And
a loop pedal.
Yeah, which does like half tempo and slows it down, which is kind of nice.
Fun. Do you want to just have a little muck around and we'll just observe?
Cool.
Tuning their radios out there.
What is going wrong?
You with 95 BFM. Who else? we need a young priest and an old priest now.
I'm kind of curious. So
it envelops you.
So you were doing an art installation, like a sound installation. What's the difference between a sound installation and, say, playing with a band? Where do they split or meet?
I guess when you're playing by yourself or in like an art context, you can get quite dissociated with what you're playing and kind of like let yourself go of it. But when you're playing with a band, there is not a whole lot of room for that. So you've kind of got to like learn how to like make the drone work, and which is difficult because you've got to be in like key and all that.
It can run away on you as well. Like right now, it's just having time by itself. So I'm interested to see if this 808 beat works with it. Is that doing it for you, John?
Is that Sano?
Is it Sano? Yeah, and in a sense, I guess.
I mean, I haven't really played with bands much, so I guess playing with 9A Express was like one of the first bands I played with, except for a bit with Couchmaster, which was just like keyboard. But playing with a band just like blows my mind. I'm like, I don't know how to do this.
Yeah, right.
I'm just
on.
Like,
how do I fit
I don't
in?
Even know how to just. Yeah.
Now, we can if somebody wants to get enveloped in sound like this, when are you playing like a next show or do you have music, anything people can go and listen to or anything?
Yeah, I'm playing with my friend Grace in our project, Alice Casey. We're playing at some thing someone's putting on for like a mini street lot 23 gig.
Right.
Aaron's putting that on. So I think we're playing at that with some other people. I don't know if it's announced yet, but
I thought, John, do you just want to go over there and read the Wikipedia, mate? This is your favourite part. John always reads the Wikipedia of what we learn about.
Drone on music.
I've just got the Wikipedia for drone in general.
You can, of course, check this out at wikipedia.org/wiki/drone music.
As well, if you want.
Drone music, drone-based music, or simply drone, is a minimal music genre that emphasizes the use of sustained or repeated sounds, noises, or tone clusters called drones.
Tone cluster, I like it.
It's typically characterized by lengthy audio programs with relatively slight harmonic variations throughout each piece.
I'd agree with that.
Lamont Young, one of its 1960s originators, defined it in 2000 as the sustained tone branch of minimalism. There you go.
Far out. Cool.
Keep it simple.
It can definitely not be so simple as well.
Yeah, exactly. You've gone and I said for you to bring a track in, but you wanted to play a friend of yours, which is actually using the Maximal drone that we're listening to right now.
Yeah,
on
Jack
the track.
Got me into the Maximal drone and they play music under Sun Girl, and it's pretty sick. So, yeah.
Hey, Daisy, thanks so much for coming up and bringing your kit with you, and may the drone live on, actually.
Yes. Thank you.
brother. I left him to die very slowly. He may not be dead yet, even as we speak. I was kicking him for ages.
Doesn't matter.
He whined a little strange kind of bark. Something like this.
Tools of the Trade